Okay, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world. Welcome to Free Association. And I wanted to talk about symbolic radionics. I haven't done any radionics for a while. I was speaking to somebody in Chile about an hour or two ago who's recovering from operations on dealing with cancer. And I'm going to speak to him again tomorrow. I'm not really sure what I'm going to talk to him about, but I suggested a book, and he responded positively to that. And he responded positively just because I made the suggestion, and he'd read the book before, so we've got a connection. It made sense for me to do that. To suggest that book in that particular situation, and he knows that, so I think he trusts me, and trusts me enough to have a conversation with me at least. It was in a chat room this evening, but I'm going to speak to him. I will have a voice conversation tomorrow, and I've got to work out if I want to work with him through the cancer recovery or not. So I won't be getting paid for it. So I don't know whether it's something that I can put my time into. It might take up too much of my time, but I'm sure he's a nice guy. I'll find out tomorrow if I can work with him. Even if it's just once a week, I'm sure he'd appreciate the support. Even just for an hour a week. And we can go through some stuff. He recognised the value of emotional freedom technique, and he recognized the value of the book that I suggested, which was a book called Cancer is a Metabolic Disease by a guy called Thomas Siegfried, who I think was at Yale University or Harvard University, one of those two, or associated with a further education college that's associated with the university. I can't remember off the top of my head, but I know he's an academic. And he came up with this theory about cancer, which I think is a good one, and it's worth investigating. And the guy I was speaking to is a doctor. I think he's a doctor of oriental medicine, but he could be an MD as well, who's had additional training. I think from the way he posts in the chat room, I think he's an MD, and he does Chinese herbalism or Chinese acupuncture treatment as well, and his doctor's a naturopath, so I know there's a naturopathy connection there. So I can probably, well, he knows about emotional freedom techniques, so I won't need to talk him through that. There's one thing that I do, a thing called Immunix, which is claimed to be a cure for cancer, but they've got a very different definition of the word cure to everybody else. They take every action, every thought, every action, every emotional change as a cure. And I like that definition, because it means that instead of the cure being a long way away, if I do an emotional freedom technique session and I take out some guilt or anger or frustration or whatever it is, that becomes a cure. The definition, the way Immunix does it, makes that shift in my emotional being a cure. So I like that. I like that way of using the word, because it means that the cure is here and now. It's not somewhere in the distant future. It is here and now. So it's whatever you do that makes a positive shift. So acupuncture counts as a cure. Changing your diet counts as a cure. Taking exercise counts as a cure. with this definition. I've spoken about Immunix before on the radio show that I do. So if you look back a couple of weeks, I think I was talking about it on the show a couple of weeks ago. But I repeatedly come back to it because it's one of the things. I went through a period about 6 or 7 years ago where I was looking for a cure for cancer on YouTube of all places. And I actually found a few things that were claiming to be a cure for cancer. And there's a couple that I tested. Immunix was the main thing that I tested, but I didn't test it on cancer. I tested it on colds and flu, which is another thing that they claim to be able to cure. So anything that's virus-based, anything that's bacteria or mold or fungus-based or parasite-based, they claim to be able to sort out. Herpes is one of the things they claim to be able to sort out. Or immune response issues. So lupus and things like that. So anyway, I tested it on colds and flus and it works. I tested it in telesales and it helped me to hit my targets. So it was doing something. If I was sat at work getting frustrated and getting nowhere, and I did a little bit of Immunix while I was making phone calls, it produces the lead that I need, the two leads that are three leads that I need for the day when I'm doing telesales. So it's taking out my resistance. So I know it's doing something from that. So it's not just placebo because there's a physical effect. The effect in that case is me getting a lead. So if it's doing that in the real world, then there's an interaction there. It's more than just a psychological thing. There's a physical interaction with what I perceive to be the outside world. So that makes it interesting to me. So I'm probably going to sit down tomorrow morning, and I do Immunix on a grid because it's quite a complex system. I simplified it as much as I could for the telesales, but if I'm going to talk this guy through how to do it, I'm going to have to look at their website a little bit and draw myself a grid and remember how I used to do it in the telesales office. Anyway, that's kind of I set this up to talk about symbolic radionics, but it's effectively it's healing, so it's a similar type of thing. And I suppose Immunix is a form of radionics, or radionics is a form of Immunix, because they're doing the same thing really. They're kind of, radionics is a frequency way of taking something out and replacing it, and Immunix is a symbolic way of doing it. So physiological way, where you're recognizing the physiological shift. Anyway, I shall stop there, because I'm rambling a bit and I've still got to think about what I'm going to do tomorrow. All right, thanks for listening, and I'll see you later.